In the readings that we have this evening, all of them are worthwhile to take time, meditate about, and reflect of how your life fits into that picture. We see in that very first reading, the very first reading from the book of Kings, we see Elijah. Elijah had just murdered a lot of the prophets of Baal. And he thought he got away with all of this. Nothing was ever going to be said. But an individual by Ahab went and told Queen Jezebel. And so out of fear, Elijah runs. And how many times haven't you or I been filled with that fear? Filled with fear. And so we choose to run. We choose to get away from the situation, thinking that that will solve it. But it doesn't. Elijah was filled with fear. And then we see he is all wore out. And he sits down underneath this tree. And he says, "This is enough, O Lord. Take my life, for I am no better than my father's." He just wanted to end it all. Have you ever been there? Where you said, "Just take my life. I've had it. I can't handle it anymore." I know I have. I've been there. And 40 years or so ago, I was really there. At that time, Elijah was hungry. He had been running. He had not eaten anything. He was tired. He was angry with himself and with God. And he was depressed. Again, another sign of fear. Depression can easily set in. And so we wonder, my God, what can I do? And see, that's where Elijah found himself at that time. And so how you can identify with Elijah is, have you ever felt fear? Have you ever been depressed? To the point of saying, "Hey, that's it. I can't go on. I want to end it." And see, we ask ourselves, well, what happened? What happened to my life? What happened? And we get some of the answer, I believe, in that second reading tonight from St. Paul to the Ephesians, where we're told, it says, "Brothers and sisters, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were sealed on the day of redemption." When we look at that little word grieve, it means sorrow. Sorrow. And it tells us not to sorrow the Holy Spirit with whom you were sealed. And when were you sealed? You were sealed with the holy oil of chrism on the day of your confirmation. You were made a soldier. Soldier of Christ. And so often and so easy it is to forget that. That we have those graces. That we have those graces that were so generously and freely given to us by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he goes on to tell us in that we should get rid of all the bitterness, the fury, the anger with ourselves and the anger with others, harsh words and gossip. How many times we have maybe let those things control our lives. We've let them control our lives. And they are overshadow the good that he requests in that reading, that we should have compassion. We should be kind to others. Forgiveness, not only of others, but of ourselves as well. The Lord God has given us a tremendous, tremendous sacrament that perhaps is not taken advantage of us enough. And that's that beautiful sacrament of reconciliation. For see, we hear in that responsorial psalm this evening, it says, when the afflicted man called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. And what is confession about? It's going and talking to Jesus and laying before him the wrongs that you have done in your life. The wrongs that, because of being done, have caused you to feel fear, anger, loneliness, and depression. And in his mercy and kindness, he forgives you. He sustains you and gives you his strength from the holy sacrifice of the Mass. For he tells us in this beautiful gospel, he says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. It gives us strength. Strength to carry on and do those things which are pleasing to Almighty God. We revert back to the first reading again, and it tells us that the angel came and told Elijah to get up. To get up and to eat. He got up. He ate. And he was strengthened. He was strengthened for the rest of his journey. And so this evening when we come to Mass, we ourselves will be strengthened by the Eucharist. And in his generosity, God says, this is my body. This is my blood. Take and eat and have food for the journey. We ask ourselves, am I willing? Am I willing to trust? Am I willing to believe? Am I willing to take the food, the body and the blood of Jesus, and continue on the journey of life, which he so generously and freely has given us. May God bless you and walk with you as you do continue your journey.